Hi, and welcome to Living is Easy with John and Josh. I'm John Petrozzi.
And I'm Josh Harper.
This show is about you. It's about health and wellness and everything in between. You will learn how to improve your health. You will listen in on inspirational interviews, and it may even change the way you live your life. But by no means are we a substitute for your medical advice. So listen up and get healthier.
What's on the show today, John?
Well, today we'll be talking about child health issues, specifically how to teach your kids how to maintain healthy weight and stay fit. This week's topic came to me the other day when I was talking with a patient about weight management for their young child. We all might know someone who's been struggling with their weight gain throughout their life. And today we'll be talking about things that you can teach your kids about how they can develop a healthy attitude to food and also fitness.
So stay tuned. Well, a crestfallen son cooking an old cafe. So what were you like as a kid, John?
Well, Josh, when I was a kid, I was a bit chubby. I found it hard to eat the right foods, and I actually found it hard to do enough exercise as well. I actually went through a couple of stages. When I was younger, I was really, really skinny, and then after I went into another phase where I was a bit chubby. So it took me a while to lose it.
And was this due to the exercise and food that you ate?
Yeah, it was, I think. Particularly just not doing enough exercise, probably, and probably eating the wrong foods. So what I did is actually went along to Weight Watchers. I still remember it to this day. I used to go to soccer training on a Wednesday night, and that would finish at about sort of 7 o'clock. And then straight away, I'd be really excited to go right to Weight Watchers because I wanted to see how much weight I'd lost that week. So I remember one week I lost 1.5 kilos, and that was as a kid. I thought, cool. But then some weeks, you only lost like 100 or 200 grams, which is not much at all. But still, it all adds up. It's good to lose a weight, but you're going to need to learn how to lose it, but also how to maintain it, maintain a good, healthy weight.
So would you recommend doing more sports over going to something like Weight Watchers, though?
Not necessarily. For me, Weight Watchers was good because it gave me a really good understanding of what kind of foods are good for you and also how much exercises you needed to do. So if you do have some weight issues, we'll go through a couple of tips today that might help you. And as well as I'm speaking from experience here because I've been through it and I know it's not that easy to do sometimes. Here's some tips for parents who want their kids to manage their weight a little bit better. Avoid classifying foods as either good or bad. Try everyday foods or sometimes foods instead.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is chocolate, for instance, or lollies. They're the sorts of foods that are high in fat or sugars, and you want to try and eat sparingly.
So sometimes foods.
Sometimes foods, exactly. But if you call them bad foods, then every single time your child goes and eats a chocolate or a lolly, they're associating that food with the word bad. So they'll feel guilty about it too. So you don't want to try and make people feel guilty about the food that they eat. Just call it sometimes foods, because sometimes foods is exactly what's happening. You're eating them sometimes only, like chocolates and lollies. Everyday foods, fruits and vegetables, they're the sorts of things you want to eat every day.
And should parents set good examples, eating well?
Yeah, definitely, Josh. It's like everything. A parent needs to set a good example for their children. If they want them to behave well, then the parent needs to behave well as well. And it's the same with food. If you want your children to eat good food, then you need to model the way. Prepare a nice meal with fruits, vegetables, and all the good things in between. For instance, carbohydrates. Make sure there's some protein in there too, and some fat. And the thing I like to use for the sort of nutrition guideline is that old triangle of diet.
Nutrition.
Yeah, nutrition, exactly. So you want to eat lots of fruits and vegetables, and cereals and breads and all those sorts of things. The things right up the top of the pyramid, sweets and chocolates and processed foods.
Sparingly,
yeah. Try to minimise the amount that you eat on that.
When I was young, my mum used to reward me by being good with giving me chocolate or lollies. Is this a bad thing?
It's hard, isn't it? Because you always want to reward your kids when they're doing something good. But try and avoid using food as a reward item because they're associating sweets and food that's laden with fat, like hot chips and those sorts of things,
okay,
as a reward. So if they're going to be associating good times with fatty foods, then hopefully the kids are going to lead a good life, but you don't want to associate fatty foods with that interaction as well. So avoid using foods as either punishment or reward.
If you do have a son or a family member that is overweight or unhealthy, what's a good way to confront them?
Lovingly, to start off with, because it can always be a sensitive topic. If you're holding a bit more weight than you otherwise should, you can become very sensitive and conscious about that. So always approach it with extreme love and just be aware that the person may be a little bit sensitive as well. So avoid giving children instructions to lose weight, and don't say that you'll love them more if they lose weight either. It's not a good buy card. If you're going to sort of work towards losing weight, or your child losing weight, then it's good for the family to work as a team so they can all model the way and help that child out.
So eating well at dinner?
Eating well at dinner is really, really important. Exercising as a family as well, whether that's a walk after dinner or taking the kids to sports, doing it together.
Or even a picnic.
Even a picnic, yep, because you get to eat well and get to go for some sports and play some soccer or something in the park.
Can you approach anyone professional about doing this sort of thing?
Yeah, definitely. If you've got concerns about your child carrying too much weight or needing to lose weight, then definitely seek the advice of a professional, like a nutritionist or other person who has some knowledge in weight loss, and do it safely. It's really, really important. Because you can lose weight very quickly if you do the wrong things.
And what is the amount that you could lose at a certain time?
It just depends on how much weight the person's holding. But you don't want to lose too much too early. But that may happen if you're holding too much weight, because as soon as you start exercising and eating better, you'll drop a whole lot of weight very quickly within the first couple of weeks. But the thing is, most of that might be water and fluid. It won't necessarily be fat, because fat metabolism does take a little while to kick in. But once it kicks in, well, you can't stop it unless you do something drastically wrong to stop it. Because exercise and eating the right foods is definitely on the right track to lose weight. So again, if you've got some concerns, seek some professional advice, because they'll make the job a whole lot easier for you. Welcome back to Living is Easy with John and Josh. Today we're talking about raising healthy and fit kids.
What are the main attributes a healthy kid and a sluggish child are likely to have, John?
Well, there's two different types of kids, like you're saying. A healthy kid exhibits these sorts of attributes. He's a champion who's organised, motivated and loves life. So you can just imagine they're the sorts that just jump out of bed, ready to tackle the day.
More academic as well.
Can be, yeah, for sure. Or more sports orientated. But whatever they do it with love and passion. They love to eat healthy breakfast, which gives them plenty of energy to start the day. Really, really important. Because he or she eats well and drinks lots of water, the champion kid has no problems going to the toilet. It's really important. Goes in, goes straight out, no hassles. The champion kid is alert at school and enjoys learning new things. After school, this champion kid loves to play soccer with friends or other sports. And these other people love being around this champion kid because they feel motivated, positive, because he or she exudes confidence, positiveness and fun.
And what about the sluggish kids?
Sluggish kid, I can actually sort of relate to this one, because this is probably what I was when I was a young kid. And I had to really work hard to break out of that. A sluggish kid is someone who's lethargic and tired and just can't seem to get going in the mornings. They're so sort of drawn out in the mornings that they don't have time for breakfast. And this sluggish kid sort of dawdles around the house, spends a long time on the toilet pushing and grunting and straining. And the sluggish kid doesn't eat enough fibre. That's why they sort of struggle in the toilet. Also, they don't drink enough water. So going to the toilet really hurts. There's no energy for school. They find it hard to concentrate and become sleepy in the class. Grades aren't as good as they could be. After school, the sluggish kid sort of plonks down in the afternoon in front of the TV with plenty of high-fat snacks to keep them going until dinner.
A lot of healthy kids plonk themselves down in the TV as well, though.
They do too, yeah. But again, there's moderation. And like we were speaking before the break, we were talking about sometimes foods and always foods. So with the sometimes foods, they're the sorts of TV snacks that you can have from time to time. We shouldn't get the kids to feel guilty when they have them, because it's just part of being a kid, really. But again, they're sometimes foods that you don't have them all the time, especially not every afternoon after school. And the always foods, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but we can touch on it now. Always foods are things like fresh fruit and veggies. So I think a good healthy lunchbox would consist of a couple of pieces of fruit, maybe half an apple, half an orange and a banana, or whatever the child likes to eat. A sandwich with some bread and some sort of protein filling, some cheese, and a good healthy drink as well. With the drinks, make sure they're not too high in sugar. Particularly stay away from Cokes and those sorts of cola drinks. You don't need that sort of sugar, especially at school. So try and encourage kids to drink lots of water, because water is going to definitely sustain their metabolism. So when I was a kid, I was both of these. I was a sluggish kid, and I was also the motivated champion kid. It does take consistent effort to convert a sluggish kid into a champion kid, but it can be done, and it's imperative that it is done, because their life depends on it.
John, you mentioned before that you're quite a chubby child when you were younger.
Yeah.
And obviously you've lost that weight. How did you do this?
Well, yeah, you need to really be specific with what you're measuring. You need to set a goal as well. When I was a kid, I'd sort of had enough of being chubby and slow, and I wanted to be fast and fit, really. So I wanted to be all those sorts of things. And I learned as from a sort of young age how to set goals, and I found that really useful. So a wish is definitely different than setting a goal, but you need your goal to be measurable. So, for instance, if I was to say to myself, I just want to feel better, that's not very measurable. So you can't really feel or measure your feeling.
But what can you measure?
What you can measure is the way that your clothes fit. So you can, if it's a weight loss thing, you can sort of put your pants on and say, oh, my goal for the next 3 months is that I go in one notch of my belt or two notches. That's measurable. And it's anybody can see that. You can see that, but also your helpers, which is your mum and dad or other people around you, can help you with that measurement. It needs to be written down as well. I found it useful to write down my goal. Again, I mentioned before I did go to Weight Watchers, and they gave me some useful paperwork that I could write goals onto. So I could write down what I was then and what I wanted to be in a short period of time, in 3 weeks' time, and what I wanted to be in 3 months' time and 9 months' time, etc.
And so, others also that can see this can help you on the way.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, don't do it alone. There's too many people out there that want to help you. So get as much help as you can get. It makes the whole job a lot easier.
What else would you recommend?
I'd recommend that the goal be specific as well. So, for instance, if I was a kid who wanted to be a surf lifesaver or just get fit, then what I would write down as my goal is that I'd want to firstly do my resuscitation and get my bronze medallion. And I'd be specific in that to say exactly when I'd like to achieve that.
Also, when you're swimming, you can set times for yourself to get better and get better.
Yep, spot on. You can say, in 3 weeks, I want to beat my last swimming record, and use a stopwatch to tell you. So be specific, write it down, make sure that it's measurable, and make sure that it's structured as well and prioritised. So, for instance, if we said that I wanted to run a marathon, I wouldn't just get up one morning and go run a marathon. I'd have to do some structured work before that to go and achieve that goal. So I'd need to do some short-term goal setting, which would be get stretched out and flexible. Then after that would be get strong and get an athletic coach, get someone around me to help me. So they're the sorts of goals that you need to set along the way to achieving that big goal of running a marathon, for instance. And also make the goal realistic and achievable as well. For instance, when I was a kid, I was overweight, and I saw other kids around me, and some of these kids are really skinny, but they were also shorter than me. So if I was to say I wanted to be the weight of that kid over there who's a little shorty, but he's really skinny, and here I am, a taller sort of person and chubby, to make that goal happen, I don't think it's going to be very achievable or realistic. So make sure the goals are realistic, but also don't think small, think big, because most of the time if you do think big, you'll actually get what you want. So there are a couple of guidelines for setting goals for a kid who wants to lose some weight and also get fit and healthy as well.
Before you lost all your weight, John, were you teased?
When I was a kid, yeah, partly, I think. I think I took it as a bit of a joke, but, you know, it was one of those motivating factors that I used in my advantage to lose weight.
It is hard.
Yeah, it can be hard, exactly. So I think it's important for parents to identify these things in the kids to see if they're getting teased at school, and if they are, make some proactive changes towards it to try and stop these things from happening. So, for instance, help the child deal with teasing by discussing suitable replies and planning ways of dealing with teasing. Mum would always tell me this, and I really got uncomfortable with it sometimes. She'd say, if they're teasing you, just say this and this and this. And my general reply was, but it doesn't really bother me. She said, okay. But if your kid is bothered by it, then sort of coach them through a couple of scenarios and role play, just so they can get past that hurdle and they can make a bit of a joke of it, really. Maybe approach the child's school about adopting and enforcing policies supportive of all children. So a concern about a child's size is really a family issue. Like we were talking about before, Josh, the family needs to work together to help this child through those difficult changes. So any changes should focus on a healthy food choice for the whole family and activities for everyone as well. It makes the whole job a lot easier. Encourage active possibilities and limit inactive possibilities. So what that means is really encourage outdoor play and try and limit the amount of time that you spend indoors watching movies and TV and video games, because they're the sorts of things that really slow down your metabolism. So you want to get out and do things that increase and get your metabolism kicking.
So buy them a football instead of a PlayStation.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Yeah, they're the sorts of things that you want to try and do. It's much easier for a child to make good food choices when access to less healthy choice is limited. So try and avoid stacking the fridge with chocolate ice cream, freezer with chocolate ice cream. Avoid the pantry being filled with chocolate as well, because if it's there, it's too easy to go and grab. It really is. Almost plaster the bench top in the kitchen with fruit and vegetable. So every time one of the kids says, "Mum, Dad, I'm hungry," instead of grabbing for one of those little snacks in the pantry, pass them an apple. Say, "Here, wrap your lips around this one."
Did your family get all rid of the chocolates and muesli bars?
It was hard. I hated it. Coming from an Italian background, we've got fantastic chocolates and fantastic sweets, and it's difficult to say no sometimes. So if it's not there, it's so much easier just to sort of stick to a great regime of fruit, vegetables and those other sorts of things. Because if it's there, I would have always gone for it, bang, straight into the mouth.
I think we all would have.
Yeah, it's just too easy. Help children understand and appreciate the way the body works and to recognise the body's needs. So it might be an idea to take your kid to a doctor and talk about the way the body works, because that educates them about the way the body works. So, or to a chiropractor. I'm a chiropractor. In our office, we talk about things varied as keeping the body healthy, exercise, good attitude, rest, relaxation, good food. So someone who's going to give them some sort of positive message towards the body will be someone you want to introduce them to. It might be a soccer coach. It might be a teacher or a PE teacher at school. Anyone you can think of. Maybe a next-door neighbour. Someone who has some sort of positive outlook towards their body, fitness and health is going to be a good influence on your children.
And what are the warning signs that your child is too obese?
Yeah, well, there's a couple. There's actually three that you should look at. If your child's weight is more than 10% above or below that expected for height and age, then that's a warning sign.
And where can you find this level out?
You can find them in nutrition books or health books, but better still, just go and see a GP, because they'll have all the percentiles in one of their textbooks or something. Now, a second point to seek advice is if their body mass index percentile is greater than the 85th percentile or below the 10th percentile. So what that means is if they're the average population in that age group and height of kids, if they're in the 85 percentile range or above, which means they're carrying too much weight, then that's a risk factor, so take them along to see somebody. Or also if they're in the below the last 10%, they're not carrying enough weight. So that's another warning sign to get you thinking. A third one is also marked changes from the growth line your child has been following. So what that means is if the child's been putting on 2 or 3 or 4 kilos per year, and they've been doing that for the last 4 or 5 years, but all of a sudden their weight goes up by 10 kilos or 15 kilos, then that's obviously a warning sign to tell you that their body has changed because either they've been eating too much or not exercising or something else. So if you don't have the answers, go and find the answers from somebody. And the people you should go and look at for help and advice would be local GP and other health professionals, including chiropractors, physios have an understanding of it as well, naturopaths, a whole load of people.
Or even the PE teachers.
Or even the PE teacher as well, yep. They'll be able to send them off to somebody as well.
So what did you have for lunch when you were young?
Well, I had lots of good food. Again, I came from an Italian background.
Italian
family. Yeah. So sometimes my lunchbox was called the never-ending lunchbox, because something always came out of it. It wasn't huge. It was kind of good, decent size. But we had actually one of these things that Mum used to make for lunch. She used to love it. Just Lebanese bread. And inside was cut-up cucumber, tomatoes, there was some cold meat in there, like salami or something, cheese, and some lettuce, and a little bit of mayonnaise, and wrapped up into a big roll. Oh, it was delicious. I used to love it.
And still eat it to this
day. Yeah, I do. And that's quite healthy.
It sounds healthy.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's the thing with lunch boxes. You want them to be full of stuff that the kids are going to eat. Because you were saying just before the break there that if the kid doesn't have something they like to eat in their lunchbox, they'll go and buy it from the tuck shop.
Exactly. And you need more of a variety. Like what you were saying with your sandwich before, if I had that in my lunchbox, I wouldn't run off to the canteen with $2, get an icy pole and a chocolate.
Exactly.
Actually, I had a friend, his parents owned a bakery, so every morning his parents would get up, make these delicious donuts at 6 a.m. Yeah. And of course, he'd come to school with bags of donuts. He was the most popular kid at school.
I bet he was. Well, it's hard because if you've got these things around you, they're so easily accessible, like donuts. They taste great. You're going to eat them. You really are. So if you've got a child around the house that is planning on losing weight, they've set their goals and they've got their support team around them, empty the cupboards out with their chocolates or whatever and lollies and fatty biscuits. Just get them out. Give them some St. Vinny's if you haven't opened them yet. And put in some fruit and vegetables and healthy snacks, dried fruit or whatever.
Do you have any ideas of some lunchbox combinations?
Yeah. Well, some sweet things that you can put in there. Fruit-wise, would be things like grapes or blueberries, strawberries, and mix them all together. You can put a bit of a fruit juice syrup or something on them. Otherwise, just leave them as they are. That's always a good little snack for kids at little lunch. Other sorts of things would be corn or rice crackers with maybe a peanut butter spread or some other spread that the kids like to eat. Muesli bars and energy bars. Stay away from energy bars. They're not a good health choice for kids because they can be high in sugars and high in fat and high in lots of things that you don't want a kid to have at school. So try and stick with foods that metabolize, that take a little bit longer to metabolize. Muesli bars are great, but they can also be high in sugar. So it might be an idea to buy yourself a couple of books from the bookstores that talk about healthy snacks. Go look through them. Look for the ones that are most healthy with not too much processed fats and sugars. And that's got a high amount of natural things, natural sugars.
Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to Living is Easy with John and Josh. I'm John Petrozzi.
And I'm Josh Harper.
Until next time, stay well and stay happy.
Living is Easy was recorded in the studios of 89.7 FM Eastside Radio.